United Way of Greater Chattanooga is hosting Rita Palooza for their National Day of Action this Saturday at Hamilton Place Mall. Kelly Nave from United Way joins me with details. Children's literacy is vitally important to their development, and it impacts what they can do educationally and what they can accomplish economically in terms of supporting themselves and their families. The United Way of Greater Chattanooga has several programs related to children's literacy, and they're all coming together for a carnival.
On Saturday, June 22nd, we are going to be holding our first ever Rita Palooza, and it will be from noon till 4 at Hamilton Place Mall, over in front of JCPenney's. It is United Way's National Day of Action. That's when United Ways across the nation usually rally volunteers or activities or special events around a particular issue. And our issue that we are focusing on is education. It's one of three core focus areas: education, stability, and support. But education is so important because it's the one thing that if you get it right, if you take care of it, if a person gets a good education and is able to use it as an adult, they will probably not encounter any of the other problems in their lives that we help support services to deal with. If you graduate high school and go on to either a trade school or college, you're less likely to ever be unemployed for long periods of time in your life. You're less likely to ever need public assistance. You're more likely to have a stable home life, a stable family life. You're more likely to have the necessities for a good life, a place to live, job with a living wage, probably health care. You'll be saving for retirement. You'll be putting together all those things that we know are the building blocks that make up a good, long, healthy life.
If you go to Hamilton Place, there'll be several opportunities involving very young children, one of which is an assessment of where they are in relation to the skills they need to begin school.
We'll be doing learning checkups for children ages 3 months to 5 years old. And these learning checkups are a great assessment of how a child is progressing developmentally and whether or not that development is on track. It's so important because, let's say a child were having some type of serious developmental issue to cause concern. And it could be a vision issue, it could be a hearing issue, it could be a speech issue, or it could be a learning issue. The earlier you diagnose those issues and the earlier you treat them, the more likely you are to have a positive outcome from that situation. So that's one aspect we're looking at. The other aspect with these learning checkups is sometimes a child cannot be developmentally on track, and it can be a very minor issue, but it can be an issue that could get worse and could affect, if not the child's performance once they start kindergarten or first grade, it can affect their attitude for school.
A lot of parents don't realize the importance of reading to their children. It will impact that assessment, and it also provides quality time with your child and can help develop an interest in reading, which for a lot of people, that's the big hurdle they have to face. Children that are not interested in reading do not find it any fun. Parents reading books to their children help make lifelong learning and reading fun. So in order to help with that, children under 5 years of age can sign up for free books.
That's one of the other programs that we have at United Way is Project Ready for School. That's where we participate with and get Dolly Parton Imagination Library books for children in our area. If you have a child under the age of 5 who lives in Hamilton County, Marion County, Catoosa, Dade, or Walker counties, you can sign your child up for the free Imagination Library books through United Way, and that child will get a free book in the mail every month until he or she turns 5 years old. This is important for us to do because we know, as you said, one of the keys to education, to learning, is reading. Childhood literacy Teaching children to read is job one. And even more importantly, you want them to be happy readers. You want them to be enthusiastic readers. And there's a wide variety of reasons why reading to children is so important, especially the key times are ages from birth to 3 years old. That's when one of the biggest bulks of brain developmental activity and growth and neuron connections happens. But just 20 minutes of reading a day makes a huge difference in a child's brain development. And part of the way it does that is in vocabulary. A child who is not read to has less than a million words to work with. A child who is read to regularly, by the time they are over 3 years old, they will have more than 3 million vocabulary words to work with. And you don't realize that. And kids seeing you read to them, seeing you talk to them, and don't talk baby talk. You use words and seeing what words mean. That just helps their development so much. But with Read-a-Palooza for us, that's also getting kids out there. We're going to have people reading. Kids can sign up for the free books. We'll be doing the learning checkups. And of course, one of the awesome things with the learning checkups is if your child completes a learning checkup, they'll get a voucher for a free family pass to the Creative Discovery Museum. So there's that awesome added benefit right there. We want kids to think that reading's fun. And also, we want to focus on getting kids active in reading and things of that nature over the summer. Because we also know if you have older children who are in school, I mean, let's say they've been in preschool, or they've been in kindergarten, or they've been in first grade, we know that for any grade, a child is going to lose a huge portion of what they learned the previous year over the summer if they aren't doing some kind of activity, even just small activities, to reinforce that. And one of the best ways to reinforce a child's learning over the summer for what they've learned the previous year is just having them reading at their grade level. You just have to work at making reading fun for kids. Make it an adventure for them. It helps them use their imagination. There's just so many values to having an engaged and enthusiastic reader in the house.
Who can we expect to be reading to the children and working with the kids during Read-a-Palooza?
A lot of organizations that work with kids and who are working with childhood literacy are going to be joining us at Read-a-Palooza. The City of Chattanooga Department of Family and Youth Development will be out there. The public library will be out there helping us with activities. Creative Discovery Museum will be out there. WTCI, which does all the great programming for children, will be out there. So we're going to have a lot of fun things for kids to do. In addition to the arts and crafts and different things that those organizations will be bringing, we're going to have carnival games with little prizes, and we're going to have one of those big, huge inflatable bouncies in the mall. And you know, the great thing about this whole thing, it's totally free. It's from noon till 4, and it's air-conditioned because, boy, have you been outside.
Beat the heat this weekend by joining the United Way of Greater Chattanooga's Day of Action this Saturday, June 22nd, for Read-a-Palooza. Free books and assessments for children under 5, along with carnival games and fun for all ages. Read-a-Palooza is at Hamilton Place Mall from noon to 4 on Saturday. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.